this press conference on the proposed legislation regarding updating Minnesota's underground utility locating and excavation statutes. My name is Laura Ziegler. I'm the Director of Highway Heavy and Government Affairs at the Associated General Contractors of Minnesota. AGC of Minnesota is a nonprofit professional trade association that is dedicated to promoting opportunity and excellence in the building and highway construction industry throughout the entire state. Our members include general contractors, subcontractors, specialty contractors, and affiliated businesses that have a vested interest in these industries. They build our roads, bridges, transit lines, and buildings of all types, and they are proud to work closely with Minnesota's utility providers to prioritize safety and ongoing service during excavation and construction. Yesterday morning, I'm pleased to say that House File 2717 received a hearing in the House Transportation, Finance, and Policy Committee and is now included in the committee's omnibus policy bill. We are very pleased that this legislation passed its first milestone in our work to modernize Minnesota's excavation laws and improve public safety. We're here today to call attention to House File 2717 and its Senate companion, Senate File 2723, and get it signed into law this session. At its core, this legislation is about safety. The proposed changes would modernize our laws for locating underground utility lines prior to excavation. For example, it would require all newly installed lines to be mapped with geospatial technology to ensure accurate records and accurate future locates. While our contractor members are the ones directly digging into the ground filled with utility lines, this legislation impacts the safety of every Minnesotan. Current state statute is based on outdated technology and processes for marking and mapping underground infrastructure. There have not been significant updates in almost 40 years. This often leaves contractors and project owners in the dark. Without proper knowledge of knowing where these essential lines underground are located, we risk hitting fiber optic lines, water lines, gas lines, and more. The consequences of this can be grave and can put entire communities at risk. For example, unmarked fiber optic lines, if hit, can cut off internet connectivity to entire communities. The consequences of this, at best, are an inconvenience. But at worst, they are catastrophic and can put those communities at risk. An internet outage at home is disruptive, but think about the potential impacts when you cut off service to a hospital. Given the potential consequences every time we dig, collaboration and communication across projects and sectors is essential to our success. We are so incredibly grateful for the partnership that we have built with utility providers as we work on this legislation, this session that ensures safety for everyone. Their collaboration has been a driving factor in our success thus far. I'd also like to thank the bill's author, Representative Larry Kraft, as well as Senator John Huffman for their leadership and admirable work to advance this legislation. We are so glad that they could join us here today. It is now my honor to introduce Representative Larry Kraft.
So hello, everyone. You know, it's interesting for me to be here. I think most people know 811 call before you dig, as I did, or Gopher State 1 call. And most may not give it a lot of thought of what happens after you make that call. But you do if something goes wrong. And realize that there's a really important and intricate process behind that call. It's obvious why we have it. Excavators are digging often because of some kind of economic activity, building something new, remodeling something, adding a new structure, putting some new facilities underground. And as was mentioned, there's more and more stuff underground. Gas lines, cable lines, phone lines, power lines, water mains, pipelines, and more fiber for broadband. Digging in the wrong place can result in impacts ranging from a nuisance to shutting down a facility or a street to putting lives at risk. I also really want to recognize the the human side of this, as I've learned about this process. Can you imagine being an excavator and digging and hitting something you didn't know was there that could be really dangerous, and then having to do it again the next day? On top of this, in 2026, there's a huge amount of broadband investment coming to Minnesota as part of federal programs. So we want to get this set up and get this right. The bill, which had a successful hearing in the House yesterday, is about making the excavation process better. It's about what happens after you call and how underground facilities get marked and tracking how accurate the markings are, how often utilities are hit while digging, and really it's about improving processes, gathering better data, providing for the increased use of technology, and I think perhaps most importantly is improving the way the different parties exchange information and work together. I want to thank everyone that has been involved, from the Minnesota Office of Pipeline Safety to all the utilities, to Gopher State One Call, and especially to the Association of General Contractors, who have taken a leadership role in helping pull this bill together. I know that everyone shares the same goal of excavation safety. This is a good bill. With so many stakeholders, it entails many compromises, but it will increase safety and put in place the right kind of communications infrastructure to allow for continuous improvement. And with that, I'm happy to introduce the Senate author, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Representative Kraft. I'm John Hoffman, Senate District 34. That's cities of Brooklyn Park, Champlain, Coon Rapids, Dayton, and Rogers. If you're following along, it's 22 miles of the Mississippi River. As the lead author in Senate File 2723, as Representative Kraft did note, it's clear that this bill has the support from both sides of the aisle, because it allows our project managers, contractors, property owners, and public utilities to communicate and to collaborate, which is really an emphasis, right? Because that gets to greater safety for our entire state. And the reason why that is Minnesota, as you note, is a leader in public safety when we work together. And this is a clear example. Looking forward, what is the innovation that's there to help make our systems more efficient, better, and make our laws better? And this bill exemplifies that process. You know, one of the things we wouldn't do, our kids are playing in the sandbox. We would never let our kids go out and dig in the sandbox to use those toy excavators without knowing that it wasn't safe, right? We wouldn't do that if we said it was not safe to do that. It's always safe to do. We never thought about it, right? But think about that, because now we're sending grown-ups, our sons and daughters that are grown-ups, to dig into the soil at construction sites without a full picture, right, of what might be in the ground. That's pretty scary. That's pretty anxiety-riven. And so at any point, you know, there's a risk for folks hitting the underground utility, and the consequences of that are changing or life-changing, and it can be very negative for everybody involved. You know, it's unfortunate the original statute that was born out of tragedy, and that involved the loss of life. But we can't let that happen again. We just can't let that happen again. We've acted together decades ago to implement laws to protect our communities to the best of our abilities. We can do that again today, 40 years later. I think the other thing is we are on the precipice of significant investment into the infrastructure that will propel Minnesota into the future. This is just that one gateway that will help us do that. So I want to thank you for being here and for hearing what's going on with this bill. And we'll get ready to stand for questions. Mr. Haas, I think, is next, right?
Yes, thank you, Laura. Thank you, Representative Kraft, Senator Hoffman, for their continued leadership and work on this essential bill. My name is John Haas, Director of Lean Operations for VITE, one of the oldest and most diverse specialty contractor companies in Upper Midwest. I'm also a proud member of the Associated General Contractors of Minnesota, whose leadership on this issue is helping keep our contractors and our state safe. For those not directly involved in the construction industry, I think it's important to add some context why this issue is really important to every stakeholder. Locators, engineers, public utilities, contractors, and communities at large and small across the state. Every time a contractor excavates in the state, they face serious risk. Underground, beneath our communities and construction sites, lies a maze of fiber optics, power lines, gas lines, water lines, and sewer lines. Take a look at the photo up here, shows the extent of what our crews can encounter when they dig. Now think of when we add more utilities to that picture. Now think what it might be like if the utilities are mapped or marked incorrectly or missing altogether. How can any of those aforementioned stakeholders do their job properly? When contractors begin their dig, or excavation, they know every inch counts when it comes to the essential underground utility lines. As Minnesota law currently stands, poor marking requirements and antiquated technology standards limits our ability to plan our excavations, then execute our excavations with confidence, causing construction projects to slow down, become more costly, and create unnecessary risks to our communities and workers. This bill will fix that. On average, every day, it's reported, six utilities are hit. That's 2,200 annually. Each hit poses a massive risk of injury or death or emergency excavation. This bill's focus on collaboration and communication through modern locate technology will help significantly lower this risk. It solves the problem. It's not treating the symptom. Peak construction season is just around the corner. Massive infrastructure projects are on the horizon. Now it's time to act on this legislation to invest in and be stewards of safety and success for generations to come. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Ramsey County Commissioner Nicole Frevum. I want to thank the Association of General Contractors for taking on this issue and their efforts to work in collaboration with our utilities to ensure safety. We've heard a lot about the way that this bill will promote safety, and that is not lost on me as I represent the community, Moundsview, in which the loss of life that motivated the original locate bill experienced. What I want to talk about more is how it is important that our utility providers are able to give our residents this critical infrastructure, but also the impact that it has on our local governments. Ramsey County has experienced significant delays and cost increases associated with road construction projects due to missing or incomplete utility location information and improperly marked utilities. We recognize that access to the technology that exists now didn't exist when we were first building those roads and when those technologies were first installed. But now that it's here, it is common sense that we should be using these going forward. It is important to ensure the safety of our workers on these projects. It's important to ensure access, ongoing access to these utilities for our residents without interruption. But it's also important to ensure that local governments like Ramsey County can complete our facility maintenance without substantial delays or costs to our residents or our taxpayers. The importance of the action on this issue became clear to me during the Lexington Avenue construction project in my district. Unmarked utility lines were a significant and primary factor in the increase in costs of the project, doubling of the timeline to complete the project, and a far more substantial access impact to businesses and the community than we initially expected and prepared for. Just last week, the Star Tribune covered the impact of this particular construction project on my community and the loss of businesses. As a resident and neighbor to this project, I can personally attest to the frustration of my community due to these delays, and I don't want other communities to have to experience it. As a county commissioner, I can attest to the budgetary impacts, both the direct cost of budget delays and the cost of the significant time that our public works staff invested to ensure that they were able to manage an ever-evolving situation, communicate with our businesses and residents about what was changing, and try to problem solve on the ground with utility companies. They have done admirable work in this effort, but it was work that they shouldn't have had to do. HF 2717 would help ensure that staff and contractors have the information they need to complete road construction projects in a timely and cost-effective manner, saving residents and local businesses both frustration and money. Private utilities provide essential services to our community, and we recognize that. It's why we fight so hard for broadband for all in Ramsey County. However, there must be partnership and cooperation for both these utility providers and governments to be effective and ensure accountability, which this bill provides. Thank you.
Just want to give a thanks to our speakers here today and other groups that we've identified for their continued support, especially those utility providers. We're happy to take any questions at this time.
So is there a statewide standard right now that all the municipalities and counties in the state have to follow, or is it a patchwork?
You should have John explain. You should have him explain what that really looks like, Tom. I think the greater question is, what does that look like? And have John explain that after Larry tells him.
The go for state one call, right? There's a standard, there's approaches. This is about really modernizing those approaches, pulling in some new standards, and just improving the communication flow. But I'll let
Well, there's a standard for a construction company to, you know, file for a locate request for them to come out and locate, but there's no standard for, the biggest part of this bill is to have accurate information. So right now, there is no standard. Right now, if, you know, if energy companies or any type of infrastructure companies putting stuff in the ground, they're typically pulling tape measures off curbs, hydrants, building corners to compile that information. A lot of that information is missing critical vertical information and appurtenances. Appurtenances, any blow off, nipple, bend, or any extension of a pipe, and that's what contractors are facing. So locators are unable to locate that information or locate that those infrastructure. And it's tough to share that information across all stakeholder groups. Again, the engineers compiling the plans, locators locating the plans, or locating the facilities and contractors to excavate around them.
So this bill, would somebody be doing GPS mapping of all the utilities, and then would that be in a statewide database that contractors could access, or how would this, functionally, how would this bill work?
Yeah. So it does require GPS to be used, GIS data to be maintained by the utilities. It doesn't create a statewide database, but it does require them to have it and be able to provide it as necessary.
So the utilities would be doing the mapping and then making that information available?
Correct.
And that's not happening now?
Not that, to the extent, like John is saying, that, you know, they're pulling tape measures, and then there's these moments where you have to do a call and you go check, and how many times we've heard folks going over and looking, physically looking at the location and identifying a pipe, and people go, I don't know who that belongs to. I mean, so there's this real patchwork, John, of how that's doing it. This gets that to where, guess what? Now I've got a digital recognized moment in time where there's something down there, and it would help alleviate some of the stress of an excavator going and not knowing if you're going to hit a gas pipe, right? Did I get that right, John, if you want to?
Yeah, again, I think our biggest risk is the appurtenances, the extensions coming off a pipeline or, you know, anything for that matter. So there is really no good way for locators right now to locate information, so we're kind of left digging in the blind. You know, a standard method that we apply is we pothole. We'll use hydro excavation or a big vac truck. We'll identify a line. We'll pothole. We think we're clear to start digging. Then we'll find an appurtenance or something coming off the pipeline. That's what we strike. So we've had multiple, 16 gas strikes in the last 2 years. 11 of those were mismarked or non-marked appurtenances coming off the pipeline, again, or extensions of the pipe. This bill will require us to, or facility companies or facility operators, to have a precise location of those utilities and all the extension of the pipe so we can start digging with some glasses on.
Perfect. Near where I live in Chanhassen, they're widening a road, and there are, I don't know how many different colors of little flags out there, I'm sure marking all these underground things, but they're sinking new electrical, they're moving electrical poles like 10 feet away from the road so they can make it wider. How much confidence do you have when you walk into a situation like that? You see all these flags. How confident are you that's exactly where these underground utilities are?
Not confident at all. You don't know what you don't know. I mean, locators are left with located in the blind sometimes as well. One of the bigger parts of this bill is, again, the geospatial GPS location of facilities. Again, right now, the way they, so an example, they might relocate a utility along that corridor. Well, there's a time gap between when a facility operator will relocate that facility and that information gets shared to locators. So there's times where, they think they locate everything, but they just don't know. They don't know what they don't know as well. So not often are we very confident in everything, but that's why we have trained professionals. And, we're looking for other stuff out there as well. We're looking for pedestal boxes. We're looking for any signs that there might be, another utility out there. And, again, the way our means and methods, potholing, planning that work out. But, again, we can only plan and communicate so much. We can only plan for what we know. And a lot of our dangers are the unforeseen and the unseen conflicts out there.
And I would just add to that, of course, we recognize they didn't have the technology. The companies didn't have the technology when this was initially installed. And excavators still have to exercise due care when they're doing the work as they proceed forward. So this is really looking ahead because we have the technology now when they're installing those new facilities.
May I add that the cost when we don't have that information, that's what leads to the the delay in costs. Our chief engineer talked about on the project that I referenced that sometimes the information they got about where utility lines are located looked like someone took a crayon across a map. It was just not precise enough to know. And then as Senator Hoffman references, they had a very specific situation in which contractor had exposed unidentified conduit, and they had multiple representatives from utilities looking, asking each one, is this yours, is this yours, is this yours, is this yours? Everyone denied. They said, well, then I guess we're going to cut it, and then someone steps forward. But the amount of time it takes to get everyone to that hole to try to decide, that leads to additional delays, which is why the project took so long and the costs increased so substantially. So it's not just that they should be doing this going forward, but also making sure that when we request that information, we can get it quickly enough to not have additional public cost as a result.
Avenue down to Shepherd Road?
Yes. Well, no, this is the one in Shoreview and Arden Hills from 694 to County Road E. North side.
Okay. It kind of gives you new reference. Remember the old show, Whose Line Is This? Hey, that's a prime example, John, and Whose Line Is This Anyway? Right? It's like, we don't want to do that. We want it to be really precise. So
I was going to read between the lines.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and we've got this concept that because of new technology that you can just look at the ground with some infrared device and know what's there before you start digging. Is that just kind of like pie in the sky?
Yeah, but I think, again, part of this bill will allow us to do that. OEMs or equipment manufacturers do have technology available in their machines where I can, if I get that geospatial information, we can create a file, put it in our backhoes, and we can have avoidance disturbance, right, where that backhoe can't dig within X amount of feet of that line. But so it's out there, but we can't do it without this bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.